Box office, Joker is number one again, beating Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. By Breitbart News on October 27, 2019. New York, AP, put on a happy face. Joker is number one again. Todd Phillips' R-rated comic book hit regained the top spot at the weekend box office in its fourth week of release, narrowly besting Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. The Warner Brothers sensation, starring Joaquin Phoenix, took in $18.9 million in ticket sales over the weekend, according to studio estimates Sunday. That came in just above the $18.6 million haul for the Walt Disney Company's Maleficent sequel, which slid to second after a disappointing number one debut last weekend of $36 million. Mistress of Evil, starring Angelina Jolie, is performing better overseas, where it grossed $64.3 million over the weekend. With such a close race at the top between Joker and Mistress of Evil, the order could switch when final figures are released Monday. But ticket sales have continued to surge well past expectations for Joker. With a modest budget of $60 million, it's been extraordinarily profitable for Warner Brothers. Although the studio, to mitigate risk, shared costs with Bronze Studios and Village Roadshow Pictures. This week, Joker became the most successful R-rated movie ever, not accounting for inflation, in worldwide release. It's made $849 million globally, including $47.8 million internationally over the weekend. Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ remains the R-rated domestic leader, with $370.8 million. Despite mixed reviews, Joker, a taxi driver-styled spin on a comic book origin story, has already amassed a box office total exceeding that of more mainstream superhero movies such as Thor, Ragnarok and Wonder Woman. No new releases mustered any competition with the holdovers. The best-performing newcomer was the STX Entertainment horror thriller Countdown. It grossed $9 million. Sony Screen Gems Black and Blue, a police thriller starring Naomi Harris, opened with $8.3 million. Holding especially well was The Addams Family, United Artists and MGM's Halloween-timed animated reboot of the Macabre family. It slid just 28% in its second weekend with $11.7 million, good for third place. Much of the weekend's action was in limited or expanding releases for acclaimed Oscar contenders. Robert Eggers' The Lighthouse, a black-and-white psychological drama starring Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson as 19th-century lighthouse keepers, made $3 million on just 586 screens for A24. Less successful was the Bruce Springsteen concert film Western Stars, $560,000 in 537 theaters. Alfonso Gomez Rayan's The Current War also finally landed in theaters more than 2 years after it first premiered. Gomez Rayan recut his film after Harvey Weinstein, shortly before his downfall, pushed out a critically panned version of the Thomas Edison, Benedict Cumberbatch, and George Westinghouse, Michael Shannon, tale. Gomez Rayan's director's cut, which 101 Studios acquired from the now-defunct Weinstein Company, opened with $2.7 million from about 1,000 theaters. Terminator, Dark Fate, which is expected to lead the box office next weekend, got off to a $12.8 million start in a handful of international markets before its stateside debut. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Where available, the latest international numbers for Friday through Sunday are also included. Final domestic figures will be released Monday.